The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Are you well, Harley Kant?
Oh, yes. How are you?
I'm very well, very well, as we get very close to Christmas time. Now, an Alabama police officer, critical after being attacked.
Yeah, I don't know what's gotten into people, but they think police officers are good for target practice these days, but... Yeah. There's an Alabama police officer, critical condition, he's stable. She was shot in the head while responding to a domestic violence call, which, as we know, is the most dangerous call the police get. Mm. The gunman is also dead. He's 27 years of age, led police on a short foot chase, turned and decided to fight with the police, and they shot him dead. Opened fire when they arrived, struck one of the officers in the head, and everybody else wound up chasing him down the street. This is in the little town of Saraland in Mobile County. That's near the southern tip of Alabama, down near the Gulf Coast. Mm.
Our fingers are crossed for her survival. Now, a soldier has been denied a hotel room, what, because of his age?
Yeah, that's against the law. Now, this is probably an honest mistake, according to the motel. It's in Fort Myers, Florida. A soldier is not 21. Serves the country. He's 20 years of age. He's an Army private. His name is Mason Riddams. He went to a little place called the Crestwood Suites. They said, "We're sorry, you're under 21. We can't rent you a room." He said, "But, that's just not fair." It turns out, if he had told them that he was in the military, they might have let him do it anyway. But there's a state law that was passed last year that eliminates any age requirement for anyone who has a valid military ID. Now, the vice president of the company who owns the hotel said they didn't know about the law. And they said if they'd known he was in the Army, they would have waived it. We don't know if all of that's true, but nonetheless, he is going to have probably a free room at that hotel for a while.
Yes. Maybe a month of free rooms. A new survey reveals the most annoying word, Harley.
Yeah, whatever.
Was that it?
That's the word.
That's it. You're right. It is.
It's not good, And so they had five options for the most annoying word or phrase.
Yeah.
People who say, "No offense, but," you're about to give offense if you say that.
Yeah.
Right? And "I can't even." And the other one, this is probably because of Donald Trump, "Huge." But whatever got number one, for sure.
I like it. Well, I don't like it. I like the fact that they don't like it. It's good. Thank you, Harley.
All right, whatever.
Appreciate that from the US, Harley Carnes. The other word that I hate is absolutely. People say it all the time, absolutely. Yeah, but whatever. Annoying. We'll go to the lines right after the news. 131-873. Have your say.